It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Garth Trinidad is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us now. Hi, Garth.
Hey, how are you, Jimmy?
Doing well, and thanks for joining us. And let's get to some of the music that you brought us today. This is the LA singer CD Bay. This is called Every Day.
Sadness, it don't mean a thing. Cause you and me, boy, and now we're in the swing. All the things that I want to do with you on a midsummer night, in the evening light, the sweet evening light. All these things we do make our dreams come true. You want me, I want you. I surely need you, baby.
What a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us about CD Bay.
Well, a dear friend, artist, producer, DJ King Britt introduced me to her fairly recently. I think it was 2015 or 2016 via email. And he said, you know, Garth, this is someone you need to be aware of. And I hadn't heard of her before, actually. And I was actually very surprised because once I checked out, you know, her work and the caliber artist she is, I kind of slapped myself on the wrist, like, shame on you. You should know about this person. And she's currently based in Los Angeles. So I immediately took to her and invited her to come hang out at the station. And she's a big fan, big listener to KCRW. And this song in particular, she just finished recording it. I think she did a promotional video for it where she's just sort of capturing the footage of her in the studio singing the song. It's a Jamiroquai cover from one of his albums. Actually, the Traveling Without Moving album, which is just a great record of his, and certainly one of my favorite songs off that album. So when I saw that she recorded it, I think I sent her a note on like Instagram, like, hey, I have to have this. And so she sent it to me and said I could share it today.
All right, well, the next one you brought us comes from across the pond, London. This is Simian Mobile Disco with Staring at All This Handle. Very different than the first one. Very energetic there, but also kind of dark.
Definitely. It's dark and straightforward, and it's very film score, actually. It reminds me of, you know, falling down the rabbit hole. I think that the sort of chords and the percussive sort of staccato thing they have going on in there, and the flanger effect, which is really, I think, what that is in essence, the way it sort of twists and turns and fades and comes back with the beat and the bass line. And that tension there, it just kind of reminds me of something that you would hear accompanying a great sort of chase sequence or something, you know, to that sort of dramatic effect in a film.
When you say the flanger effect, by the way, what does that mean?
It's, another way to describe it? It's when you're listening to the melody and the sort of staccato percussion, and it's kind of coming in and out, like it doesn't stay in the same place. It sort of meanders in its tone. That's the flanger. Mm-hmm. It's kind of squishes down and comes back up and then gets a little quiet or moves to the left, you know. That's the effect they have going on there.
Well, what else should we know about Simian Mobile Disco?
Well, I like their sound because it's electronic dance music, but not EDM, right? The EDM thing is a whole other animal. It really is kind of deep house and house music in its most core essence. These guys, it's James Ford and Jazz Shaw. Actually, Jazz is also James, but he sort of uses jazz to separate himself from the other James. They were in a couple of different bands together. One was like an electronic rock band. One was like a drum and bass hip hop band. So they're sort of well-versed musicians, and they have this kind of cool raw analog sound to their version of electronic dance music, and their music is evolving, and it's gritty, and it's soulful, but it's house music. And that's to me, it's a great sort of illustration of how far you can take house music, because house music has never truly been co-opted to be like a commercial commodity. So it's been allowed to experiment and sort of take all these different forms without being painted inside of any lines mm-hmm. or box.
All right. Well, up next, we've got the artist Sam Von Horn. This is called Zone.
I've been waiting for, waiting. I've been waiting for, I've been waiting.
Very interesting sound there. I like what's going on in the background as well.
Yeah, definitely. This is Sam's debut EP. Sam has been making music for a long time, but kind of, you know, as a bedroom artist, you know, not really ready to bring things out. So this is like his stepping out moment. And this song I chose is the title track to the EP. It's the only one where Sam actually performs a vocal. Everything else is like, you know, a lot of samples and loops and really kind of sweet instrumental pieces. But this is like a song, like the one song that's featured on the EP.
And you found this how?
You know what? I think either a friend or the label sent it to me. I get, you know, the inbox is just bombarded with all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I'd have to trace it back to know exactly where. But, you know, it came via email.
You know, in my email inbox, it's just pitches from public relations specialists. Unfortunately, I don't get all these songs to come in. But anyway, let's get to the last one here. This is from Jim James, who is the front man of the band My Morning Jacket. This is a solo song, though. This is called True Nature. Sultry sound there, and it sounds like there's some Motown and funk influences.
Definitely. I think one of the reasons why I appreciate Jim James for, you know, a lot of his contributions, and I have to be, you know, honest in all candor, I wasn't really, though very aware of My Morning Jacket. I never really got into paying attention to the music until Jim's first solo project. And then, of course, some of the other stuff he was doing with the Bob Dylan sort of homage, the New Basement tapes, and then the Monsters of Folk with Connor and Mike from Bright Eyes, and then the M. Ward stuff. I really began to notice, like, what he was doing. And that first solo record and now the Eternally Even, I'm really turned on by his sound. And he's got all these jazz nods and blues nods and Motown nods, and you just hear it. And I think if there's a theme for me, through the bottom line, the baseline of how I program has got to be sultry. I think you kind of nailed it on the head. And I think my wife was the first person to really point this out to me. And this is years ago. She said, "You like sultry music. You like sultry sounds." And I'm like, "Yeah, I do."
So, and why do you think that is?
I don't know. I'm a Pisces, and I'm very emotional and sensitive, and I kind of like that dynamic, sultry thing in music. I don't know what it is, but it's there, and that's part of my true nature.
All right, well, thanks for bringing us some of those sultry sounds. Garth Trinidad, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Great to have you.
Man, my pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.